We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Michael Massey, chairman of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. He's one of the leaders speaking out right now about not jumping to conclusions and swiftly confirming Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. He says there are some important debates that need to happen as a result of this nomination. And Mr. Massey, thanks so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Let's talk about what you believe needs to be discussed here. One of the issues is judicial activism, largely based on the nominee's quotes at Duke University a few years ago. What ideas, what issues, what concepts need to be discussed as part of this debate, do you think?
Well, I think the most important thing to note first, one of the best things that can be said about Sonia Sotomayor is that the pick could have been Bernadine Dorion or Angela Davis. So I suppose we do have something to be thankful for. That said, the concerns that we have and the concern that I have, the primary concern I have is the leaning toward empathy, the feelings, the depending on emotions, depending on race. That is simply something that we cannot abide. There is a reason that the symbol of justice is blindfolded. It's because there is to be a strict adherence to the law. And we see no better evidence of that than in the most liberal Supreme Court in the nation, that being California. The liberal Supreme Court in California had no choice but to hold to the letter of the law in Proposition 8. And what the homosexual marriage advocates were calling for and searching for were judges or a court that would rely on empathy. Well, with Sonia Sotomayor, she has already indicated that she thinks and believes and indeed has practiced that herself. That it's not the law, it's her life experiences, it's her ethnicities, it's her emotions. There's no place for that in a court of law.
What do you hope Republican senators or Democratic senators ask her on that subject? What should she be forced to answer?
Well, there again, I don't look at this as being a right or left wing issue. I look at this as being the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the final arbiter, the final point of address for those that have complaint and have moved from the lower courts all the way to the Supreme Court. And if you get to the Supreme Court, you expect a fair judgment, whether or not it's in favor or against, but you expect a fair judgment, not a judgment that is based on emotions and skin color. And what these justices should be asking of her, and indeed of the Obama White House, is can you select and will you select justices that are strict, that will strictly interpret and adhere to the law, not make the law, which is activism, which President Obama assailed President Bush, calling his judicial picks activists. And yet he picks someone like Sotomayor?
We're talking with Michael Massey, chairman of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And Michael, the whole empathy issue, the life experience issue, was basically thrown out there to say that we need people on the bench who can identify with folks in different life experiences, including those who are women and those who are of color. What does it say to you when people use that as a criteria?
Well, that's a specious argument. That is a morally appropriate argument. That has no basis, has no substantive quality whatsoever. These people, the people that make that claim, cannot have it both ways. They cannot argue that they have somehow been disenfranchised because of their sex, the color of their skin, or their ethnicity, and then in the same breath turn around and say they deserve to get into XYZ university, or they deserve special dispensation from the law based on their sex, national origin, or ethnicity, color of their skin. You cannot have it both ways.
Michael, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you so very much for having me on.
Michael Massey is chairman of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Please check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join us tomorrow for the next Dateline Washington.